This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Kind of like the Nashville Predators, some talented people put together, and eventually they'll do something good.
So far, the only Stanley Cups we have are the ones we bought at Target. It's mixtape game time.
Yeah, we're joking around today. This is where we give you a scenario, and then we say, like, okay, what would be playing while this happened
right.
in your life? And the scenario this time around is you walk into your boss's office and you slam your two-week notice down on the desk.
Yeah.
You walk out, and as you brush off your shoulders, you give your coworkers the finger guns. What song is playing when you do that?
A lot of people have commented on our app and also on Facebook.
Yeah, the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page and the Woody and Jim page. The one that kind of surprised me, but it totally fits.
Yeah.
Jeremy says he'd be playing Billy Joel.
I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It works. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I like that last one, too. Yeah, just leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Yeah, I like that.
Probably the most popular answer so far has come from several people, including Julie Petty and Stephanie Franks on Facebook. Johnny Paycheck.
A classic.
It's right in his name.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for.
I feel like I'm in a dive bar at like 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like I love it.
I can actually feel the skull ring in the back of my jeans.
Oh, yeah. My clothes smell of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's time to reveal ours.
Okay. So I go first if you want.
Why don't you kick it off, Woody?
Okay. Mine is inspired by the first 5 minutes of the Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Okay. So as you're walking out after handing in your resignation.
I'm saying.
Bye, bye, bye. Oh, yeah. That's never a bad choice.
No, always good.
That's excellent.
Three things you want to know this morning. You know, so many times celebrities, if you don't vote the way they want you to vote, they threaten to leave the country.
Yes.
And they rarely do. But this time, Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi are actually leaving and going to the UK.
Oh, really?
Where they're not familiar with, you know, her toxic attitude.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm sure she's probably settled down and after her humbling.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Bart Simpson's best friend is retiring.
$50. Who's stupid now, huh?
Milhouse. Actually, the voice of Milhouse, Pamela Hayden, is retiring from the show after doing her voices on the show for the 35 years it's been on television.
It's been on since 1989.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
I know. And while I don't watch it every week like I used to maybe back in the day.
Right.
It's still good.
It's still funny.
I love that show.
They still do a good job.
I wonder if they're going to write off Milhouse.
Yeah.
Or if he'll just not be in any episodes.
They'll kill him off like Kenny on South Park. There's, of course, a new country and western bar on Broadway all the time.
Yes.
One of them I'm just kind of excited about, though, is Jelly Roll. He's going to be opening up his bar. It's going to be 5 stories.
Yeah.
It's called Goodnight Nashville. It features burgers, spirits, and tattoos. You can get a tattoo at Jelly Roll's bar.
I mean, like, that's on brand.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it. That's cool.
It's 93.3 FM, the new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning. You found us. Here we are.
Tell a friend studios. Where we are.
Yes.
So we don't end up on milk cartons.
Exactly. Again.
Exactly.
It's weird. It's like a week till Thanksgiving.
That's freaking me out.
It seems like the last part of the year from Thanksgiving on, it goes up by so fast. But now it seems like it speeds up towards like from Halloween on. Everything is just sped up.
Yeah.
Because people were putting up Christmas decorations like on Halloween.
It's out of control. It's so fast. Last weekend, I think, was the weekend where everybody in my neighborhood and all the neighborhoods around me put up all their Christmas lights. And I'm like, wow, I wasn't planning on doing that for a while.
Right. A lot of people saying, you know, like, wait till Thanksgiving to put up your Christmas tree. A lot of people say, nope, can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Can't do it.
You know, I don't mind. Like, if that's what makes you happy, that's great.
That's what you like. Yeah.
But as far as, like, I'm a Christmas music after Thanksgiving guy.
Right.
Don't really want to hear it before, unless it's a special occasion, like, I don't know, the Mariah Carey Christmas show or something like that.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, the lights... Well, first of all, I don't know where you find the time or ambition, because I've been like, as much as I like Christmas, I hate putting up my lights.
Yeah.
You know, I like it when it's done, but who are these people?
I don't know.
Do they get the time? Can you come do mine? I'll give you $50.
Well, you know, they have signs all over neighborhoods saying we'll put up your Christmas lights. I'm sure it's probably a little bit more than $50.
Probably a little more.
Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM, the new home of us, Woody and Jim in the Morning, and the new home of Gender Wars. We are ready to play now, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online at goingpostalbrentwood.com.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, representing the ladies in the audience, we have Edith in Hermitage. Good morning, Edith.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Joe. He is in Hendersonville. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, let's do a Get Acquainted question, and let's start with Joe. Joe, what's the best workplace snack to be hidden in your desk?
Reese's Pieces.
Oh, Reese's Pieces. Oh, excellent choice, yes.
It's E.T.'s candy.
Exactly. Edith, what's the best workplace snack to be hidden in your desk?
Well, I had the same thought as the dude did.
As the dude.
If you picked that one, I'm going to go with M&M's.
M&M's, okay.
M&M's, all yeah. Right. Those are Reese's Pieces adjacent.
Exactly.
All right, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's start things off.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice is how we start. Edith, back in the day, whose ear did Mike Tyson bite off during a fight? Was it George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, or Evander Holyfield?
Holyfield.
Holyfield is right.
There you go. Good start.
Okay. Joe.
They actually went in business together. They're selling, like, you know, gummy ears.
Are they really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
What kind? Are they just, like, vitamins? Or
no,
are they,
I think they're, like, they're full of CBD
get
or,
get you a little,
know,
buzz?
Yeah, yeah.
Gummies? Okay. Yeah. Joe, your multiple choice question. Is Smoky Mountain Gold a perfume sold by Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire, or Shania Twain?
I'm going to have to go with Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the smart call, and it's right.
You can smell like Dolly.
It's 1-1.
All right, here we go. Edith, Bane, Scarecrow, and Mr. Freeze are villains who cause trouble for what superhero?
Screw.
Okay, she's throwing it your way, Joe.
Okay, Joe. Bane, Scarecrow, and Mr. Freeze, they're villains that cause trouble for what superhero?
I'm Batman.
Batman is
right. That is
right. Okay.
Ooh, Scrooge did not work for you there. Joe has a 2-1 lead. Now, here's a question designed for Joe, not just thrown his way. Joe, Wicked is a musical inspired by what movie?
The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that is correct. And it is now 3-1, and there's no way for Edith to come back. I'm sorry, Edith. That screw is so dangerous.
It is. It's a dangerous screw.
It is. But you know what? We loved having you on, Edith. Joe,
you're
getting a certificate of braggification. We're going to text to you so that you can share with all your friends and tell them how awesome you were today.
There you go, Edith. We hope you'll play again real soon. Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Maddie, our intern from MTSU, you are interested in a career in the music industry. And
yep.
you were at the CMAs.
Yeah, this week has been CMA week. You've been working it, kind of learning the industry. What's it been like?
It's been cool. I did the radio thing they had. So
the radio row where they take artists to all the different radio stations?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there was about like 24 events, so they just kind of went to each one for 3 to 5 minutes and had little interviews with each station.
Yeah, all the stars. Did you get to see anybody, like any one of your favorite people, like as they were going through this stuff?
Luke Bryan was there. We're advised.
Yeah, but anybody good?
We're advised not to like interact, as you know, because we're staff.
So, yeah,
like,
right.
I like kind of like look past them as they walk by, you know.
You're supposed to like don't make eye contact.
No, like they advise us not to like speak to like the team and everything because we are working. So keeping to yourself. But
is that a rule to not make eye contact or say anything?
No, the eye contact isn't a rule, but a friend of mine was like asking like small talk, and then another girl came up and was like, "Hey, that's not like you're not supposed to be doing that.
It's not cool.
We have to stand there for 2 hours with these people." So I asked like, "Are you local?" Like, I'm not gonna sit there and not say anything, but I'm not gonna ask about their job and like what they're doing, you know. So I think as long as you're respectful, it's nice.
So do you write the words first or the music first? How about work?
Yeah. Like,
explain.
They just don't want like the phone in their face or asking for an internship which is respectful. But we were taken care of. They fed us like hot breakfast and hot lunch both days.
That's good.
Paid.
It's funny. There's there's so many ways that people will try to get demo tapes to people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like trying to meet. Like, yeah. We've had people that we've worked with that, you know, had nothing to do with anything, but like all of a sudden they corner, you know, like a music artist, and they're like, "Yeah, my husband, he's a really good artist, and like here's his stuff, and I would like you to check it out." And they're like, "Yeah, sure, thanks." And then you know, it probably just went into the garbage can after that.
Right.
Back in the day, we were doing like a thing at a auto parts store doing a remote, and like somebody comes and says, "Could you get this tape to Jerry House? It's really good."
He was a
DJ,
country DJ station here in town, figuring he'd play it.
And we go, "Yeah, sure. Well, I'll take care of that."
But so, like, you came to Nashville from Texas to join the music program at MTSU, which is an excellent one, by the way. Sounds like you're deep in it. How do you like it so far?
I like it a lot. I came from a business degree, so it was super boring. So now I can apply it to something interesting, and I understand it a lot better. So it's it's a cool shift, and it's what I love. So
and a little less Excel spreadsheets.
Well, actually, I'm actually. What's funny is
are you one of the people that really loves the spreadsheets?
I do now that I'm applying for a lot more. Like I've applied for 26 jobs for this next season already in like this 1 month, so I keep track of it in a spreadsheet, which is really cool. But I took 3 classes on that in my business school, and we never ever had to like make one at all. Like I've never, my first time ever doing them is now.
So as soon as you leave business school,
right,
is when you need Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah,
that's kind of odd.
College is weird.
Yeah,
it is.
And if I don't do it actively, I'm not gonna keep it in my brain, so I had to relearn it every time, and it was annoying, but now I know because I actually do it. So
cool.
Very good.
Well, good luck in the industry. You're hanging out with people that know virtually nobody, so we'll connect you.
we are so not connected to everybody.
Well, that makes 3 of us. 3
from our Eurostone studios. Thanks for tuning in, making us part of your day every day, we hope. We're playing a little game. It's the mixtape game, where we give you a scenario and then you pick a song that fits.
Yeah, so the scenario is you walk into your boss's office, you lay down your resignation, and you say, "I'm out of here."
Uh-huh.
And you walk out of the office, you strut past your coworkers and give them the finger guns.
You got to do that.
While you're doing that, what song is playing?
Yeah.
So that's your mixtape. And we've had some great submissions. People have been telling us on Facebook. You can always call us on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933. Let's go first. This from Brian Snyder on Facebook. This is his mixtape. Well played.
Yeah, I would play the original version though.
Yeah, not the cleaned up one.
Not the cleaned up PG-13 version. Yeah,
exactly. This next one, we go to Queen from Savannah Cheyenne Burleson.
I want to break free.
Yeah.
That's a dramatic exit.
You got to give it like that. Freddie Mercury strut. Okay, here's the song that I would play as I walked out of the boss's office after handing in my resignation. Let them know that you're too much, and this is a blue earth they can't touch.
Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. See, 10 seconds of this and I'm dancing already. I love it. That's awesome.
I may even wear his pants as I go in and resign.
Oh, that's right. The parachute pants.
Yeah.
We need to bring those back.
Hammer pants, as we used to call them. And then overwhelmingly, I would say every fourth idea for this mixtape scenario has been this song from Johnny Paycheck.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
It don't get no more literal than that.
It's a classic. Hey, I think we have a caller on the line on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline. Who is this?
My name's Angela.
Angela.
Guess what, Angela? You are now qualified for the VIP experience this Monday night at the Mariah Carey Christmas show inside Bridgestone Arena in the ever-so-luxurious Eurostone Suite.
Very cool.
Will you be watching the show?
Awesome.
Large and in charge there if you're our grand prize winner.
All right. That is presented by Magnitude Gymnastics and Kids Zone Learning Center in Hermitage with their after-school program getting underway now. So you can put you on hold, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All
okay.
right. Stand by, Angela.
Don't go anywhere, all right? We're going to be playing Gender Wars coming up in the next few minutes.
Yes.
And Wicked, you got to see it because you do a podcast about movies and you and a couple of your buddies do movie reviews, and so you get invited to things early.
Yeah, well, actually, the public could go last night.
Okay.
It was showing everywhere last night, was the early release, and I went to go see it in IMAX at Opry Mills, and it was a fantastic movie.
A gigantic Ariana Grande.
I had never seen the show. I knew the big songs, like you know, Popular and Defying Gravity and things
like that.
Right. I always loved the soundtrack. But this was kind of like all the magic and wonder of Harry Potter world, the animals of Paddington, and just a hint of Barbiecore.
Okay.
And it was gorgeous. It was so well done, perfectly cast. Ariana Grande, I mean, we know she can sing
the heck out of
anything. And her acting, you know, her comedic chops, obviously we saw on Saturday Night Live. She's fantastic.
She's really good.
She does like, kind of embodies a little bit of Sharpay from her High School Musical.
I can see that. I can totally see that.
And who plays Alphaba is Cynthia Erivo, who is just like one of the greatest actresses. If you just go see clips of anything she's ever done, everything she does is different. She was great.
Now they AMC Theater is warning people not to sing. Were they singing last night?
No, and it was full of fans last night because they knew. They go, oh, this is going to be our first shot to see it.
Did they gag themselves?
No, it was like respect.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's
good. I mean, there was a lot of laughs. It's very funny, and they did not sing along. I talked to some people afterwards that were definitely kind of dressed up for it. It was an event, and I said, I'm guessing you guys are fans of the original Broadway performance. And they said, oh, yeah. And I said, how was it for you? And they said, it was fantastic. So I think fans of the original will love it. If you're coming into it sort of new like I was, I think you're going to love it too. So I gave it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. And this is the first part. It's a two-part movie.
It is a two-parter.
Yeah.
And I must tell to anyone who's unfamiliar, and I know you're thinking like, who's not familiar? But there are plenty. Wicked is a musical.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say that because audiences and a lot of people I know, once they hear it's a musical, they don't want any part of it.
I love musicals.
I do too.
Uh-huh.
But literally last year when Wonka came out with Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a musical.
I like that movie.
I love that movie, but they didn't market it as a musical at all. They put no songs in the trailers because they know what I'm just telling you, which is audiences don't like musicals right now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Wicked's totally different. It's got, you know, 20-year fan base that's just crazy about it. But musicals are not popular.
Ah. Hey, you know, last summer when it was what, a Barbie movie and Oppenheimer, they were doing Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer, yes. I love that moment in time.
People are hoping that this time around they'll do Glicked, which they'll see Gladiator 2 and Wicked.
I know people that want to see balls.
Glicked.
I'm going to see Gladiator today.
I'm planning on seeing that
too. I'm having a Glicked 24 hours.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
Inspiring and saying, you know, you're never too old for things. 97-year-old former cheerleader. Her name is Lila Jean Doring, which does sound exactly like a 97-year-old woman.
It does. Yeah.
She was an original cheerleader for a high school in Central Michigan, and they had no cheerleading squad when she started 80 years ago. And so she formed the cheerleaders, and then the current cheerleaders went to visit her at her elderly folks' facility.
Yeah.
Brought her a uniform, and they did some cheers.
Felt bad that Merrill High School didn't have a cheerleaders when all the other schools had them. So we decided to do something about it.
Yeah, brought her a uniform, and then she asked if they would let her fly by climbing up on them.
Yeah.
And it all worked out really well.
They raised her up into the air?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And nobody broke a hip, so that's awesome.
Yeah, as long as nobody changed. Got hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool, though. To finally get recognized for starting what they love.
We're playing the mixtape game. We give you a scenario, and then you pick a song that fits whatever scenario that is.
Yeah, so our scenario this time is you've just had it. You're done. You're moving on at work. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You go in, you slap your 2-week notice resignation letter on your boss's desk.
Yeah.
And then you strut out, and as you walk between the cubicles of your coworkers, you just give them the finger guns. When that happens, what is your mixtape? What All song right. is playing out loud as that goes down?
We've had a lot of really good suggestions.
Yeah, this one comes to us from Dan Wells. He says, I walked out to Closing Time by Semisonic when I quit my last job.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
I like that.
It's poetic.
It is.
It is poetic.
It is. I love it. Our intern Maddie is here from MTSU. Now, if you're doing this scenario, what's the mixtape playing for you?
I picked Clint Eastwood by The Gorillaz.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine.
I like it. You're like done, but you're like, yeah, the future is going to be good.
Yeah.
Now that I'm out of here.
There you go.
This one, let's see, who gave us this one? I'm trying to figure out. I would give them credit, but they went Twisted Sister.
You're worthless and weak.
That feels good.
It does.
Yeah, I love it. That was from Denise.
All right, Denise, well done.
Denise, good job as you leave. I don't know why we thought, this sounds like fun. It feels like a quitting week.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that we're going to quit.
No.
No, but no. I don't know. It just felt right.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Yeah, so there's a new trend that's being called the pizza drop. And somebody has been putting this out on TikTok, and it's been getting a gazillion views. If you want to get the grease off your pizza, this is what they suggest.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's in the box from wherever you got it, Domino's, Papa John's, whatever. Right. Okay, then you flip the pizza upside down in the box, while it's still in the box, and then drop the box on the floor. And then you pick up the box, flip it right side up, and all the grease has been absorbed by the cardboard box.
But wouldn't that only work if it was like a cheese pizza? I mean, if you have toppings on it, all the toppings are also going to fall off.
Yeah, if they're not melted into the cheese, I would imagine it would kind of make a mess. Mm. But I don't know. It does look pretty greasy on the cardboard.
And leave it in the box where the dog would love it if you did that.
Yeah, I know.
Just drop it off.
I'm also saying, you know what makes the pizza taste really good? That grease.
Grease. Give me the grease.
Stop trying to make it health food.
Summer before last, when it was Barbie and Oppenheimer out at the same time, it was Barbenheimer. And now they're hoping for Glicked, which is a combination of Gladiator 2 and Wicked. So they're hoping that'll be the next trend. I'm sure both movies will do really well.
Yeah, they will. Wicked will probably do better. But I know it's, and they've also been warning, like you said, people not to sing along in the theater
to
keep it a good experience for everybody. But if you can wait, the people who are putting out Wicked in the theaters say, wait till Christmas Day. We're going to have sing-along performances. They'll be labeled as you're buying your tickets.
So they'll encourage you to sing.
Right.
Okay.
So that way, if you're into it, you can sing. If you don't want to hear the people next to you and you'd rather have the people that are really good on screen, you can go to a different one.
I have to admit, nobody deserves a Friday more than us, and we'll be having that tomorrow.
In the meantime, Woody, what are you doing the rest of the day?
Lately, my girlfriend Melissa and I have had a lot of stress, we've been really busy. So tonight, I think we're going to go out and have a date night.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Take her out someplace classy like Arby's.
Crystal. Keep the romance alive.
That's right. You both have to eat it because of the onions.
You know how to treat the ladies.
I know the ladies are in the palm of my hand. Yeah. What you doing, Jim?
I'm always in charge of dinner, so I think today we're going to do fajitas.
Oh, always good.
We've got some peppers and some chicken, and then tonight I'm going to go see Gladiator 2, the sequel to one of my favorite movies, Gladiator.
That was 25 years ago that came out, so I'm surprised it took so long to do a sequel.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like maybe we needed that long because it was good.
It was very good.
But supposed to be good people in this one.
Yeah.
Paul Mescal, a bunch of other actors. Yeah. Ridley Scott, the original director. So please don't disappoint us, sequel.
Y'all have a great day. We'll see you.